Welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on October 29th, 1929, Black Tuesday hits Wall Street as investors trade 16,410,030 shares on the New York Stock Exchange in a single day? Billions of dollars were lost, wiping out thousands of investors, and stock tickers ran hours behind because the machinery could not handle the tremendous volume of trading.
What? What do you mean I lost 100,000 gazillion million dollars? You're supposed to be a good broker.
I am, but everybody else also lost that much money, which was a very large number.
You're a big liar, and I'm coming over to your house right now.
Oh no! All of my nice things will be destroyed. There must be some way out of this.
Hello, bad broker man.
Ah, my face! Wait a minute. Quickly, this gun! Bang!
Ah!
Darn it! Now I'm a murderer and poor!
Oh my god! My husband's a murderer and poor! Maybe you shouldn't have killed that person?
That's true, but how will I get out of this now?
Maybe you should go to the police and tell them it was in self-defense.
So you're saying that I should attempt to resolve this without violence?
Yeah.
I think you may be onto something, Selma.
If only that broker had learned his lesson about 5 seconds earlier, there would be one more person alive today. On this day in history in WHRW Binghamton.